This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
As you may have noticed in the title, I am going to talk about face masks. But before I get into that, I just want to get a few things out of the way. I don't want to make it political. The fact that it's political is just mind-boggling. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. I don't want to make it political. I don't want to get into the conversation about whether it's important or not and whether we should do it. No, none of that. Just wear it. Just help people. Just protect others. The usual story. So I just want to get this out of the way right now. And don't try to twist my word. And don't try to add politics into it. I want to talk about face masks and make it more important in terms of how to make it work. Especially from my perspective, from a deaf perspective. And I just want to focus on that. So let's just please not make it political. Right. That's the other way. Let's get into it. Isn't it weird how face mask is becoming a normal thing now? We normally see it in the dentists or doctors. The kind of industries where you think it's important. Even the one that you see in a construction site or anything that involves not contaminating something else or you protecting yourself. And now it's an everyday thing. And it's quite weird that it's normal to see people wearing face masks now. Now, of course, it's not something that everyone wants to do it. We just do it to help. And it's not the most comfortable experience. But you know what? We're just going to help each other out. Let's do it for each other. If it's not for you, do it for someone else. But obviously, face mask is a difficult situation for someone like myself when I depend on lip reading. And you trying to get an understanding of what the other person is saying, not just by lip reading and trying to hear whatever, but also with the non-verbal communication that a lot of people depend on. Like, for example, the facial expression, the body language, and your emotions. And you can see that on people's faces. And, you know, you can see it on your eyes and how you, you know, shake your head or how you position your body. But even how you are saying things, your expression, your smile or your sadness or your glaring teeth when you're angry, whatever it is. It does make it difficult when you're wearing a face mask. So I want to share my perspective on that and what we could do about it. If this is the first time here, make sure you subscribe to whatever platform that you're using. And also don't forget that I do have a Patreon page where you can support this channel. And it means a lot because then I can keep on doing what I'm doing and just spread the love of deaf awareness. There are so many different types of face masks. And the most common one that we've seen are the medical ones that we are familiar with. The ones that are cheap and convenient, they are disposable, and it's there, it's everywhere, and anyone can get it. But obviously, they're not the most environmentally friendly, they're not reusable, and for those who really care about it, they're not the prettiest, are they? So they're quite, you know, ugly. But then you can make your own. People are doing that nowadays, being crafty with their fabric and just making different patterns available. Some are making it for themselves, some are selling it to others. So you can get lots of quirky design and they are reusable. So you can put it in the washing machine and use it again and again. Makes sense. And even now there are companies making like next generation face masks. And I've seen one where they're making it battery powered. Basically, it's like having an air purifier on your face and it's battery powered. Imagine that. It's like the next version of Darth Vader or something. But the wonder of humanity is that we like to be creative and we like to move things to the next level and we like to just be innovative. So if people want an air purifier on their face, I ain't judging them. That's the one. It just makes it a lot easier to see the lips. The reason I'm a fan of these face masks is because of that intention of seeing their lips, seeing their facial expression, and just the whole concept of lip reading. It makes it very easy, and it is easier for people like myself to communicate with others. There's something quite intimidating anyway when you have a face mask on and you can't really see the other person. But when you're trying to communicate with that person, it's really, really hard to do that. And that is why I just want to encourage people to wear the clear mask. Unfortunately, it's not something that is very common. We don't really see it a lot on the high street in terms of seeing people wear it. And I wear it all the time now. And I do it to help others. If people want to have the option or people want to see that benefit of a clear mask, then that's fine. I do it to them. But of course, I don't get anything back because the other person is wearing the full face mask. But that's an issue. And I want to wear mine so that to raise awareness, to say, FYI, this is an option. Try to find it because it's actually really beneficial. And it's not just beneficial for people who are deaf. They are so beneficial for people to just to make it easier for them to communicate, to connect. And I'm really surprised about the reaction when I wear it and the other person saying, that is a really good idea. That is awesome. Where can I get one? I want one. And these people are not deaf at all. They wear full face and they are totally fine with that. And they communicate with others wearing a full face mask. But when they have seen mine, I'm really surprised about how they love that idea and they want to get their own. So that just shows that it can benefit so many people. So if we can all wear clear face masks, find it online. You can either Google it or you can find it on Etsy. If you can, buy it from deaf creators themselves. That would be awesome. But I can't tell you how beneficial that would be for deaf people. And even now, when slowly more people are getting back to work and students are going back to school and university, and there are already an increased awareness about how certain students will feel even more isolated than before because of face masks, it's difficult to communicate. There are videos out there, and there's even one by Deaf Action, a charity. There is even one video by a deaf student called Billy Jack, and he has done a video on behalf of Deaf Action and talking about how he, as a deaf student, he's going to feel socially isolated because people are wearing face masks. And when you go back to school and everyone's wearing face masks, you know, there's already a barrier there enough as it is, but to add another layer of barrier with that face mask, that's an issue. And one simple solution, among many other things, but one simple solution is to wear a clear face mask. And that is it. And it's a campaign that we've really pushed out there by Deaf Action, the charity, and just trying to raise that awareness. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Find and wear clear face masks where possible. You will benefit many, many people. It will help many people. And it will do the thing that why we need to wear a face mask. It will do the thing that we need to do, which is to protect yourself and others. At the end of the day, communication is critical. And the idea is to make it as simple as possible. To make communication as simple as possible, and clear face mask can do that. And I hope that will make sense. If you have any questions, let me know. And if you have any thoughts, I would love to hear them in the comments down below. Share your thoughts. What do you think? And do you see it as a problem? Because people say, you know, it's going to be difficult to see. It might make it foggy and then you can't see it. But then I tell them that to make it less foggy, you can either rub it with a bit of sanitizer or rub it with a bit of fairy liquid on it. Or even just rub it with a bar of soap and that will make it fog free. And that's it. So if you have any issues about that, let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments down below. If you have found this podcast useful, don't forget to subscribe to the platform that you're... If you have found this podcast useful, don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform that you're on. And also, I'd really appreciate it if you can leave a review on iTunes. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.